The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
The aftermath of every social revolution brings about change. Cultural norms and landmarks shift as our minds and hearts expand beyond the familiar. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose in the land to renew, revive, and restore the hope lost to the busyness of life. This is our time to dig again and rebuild from the storms of our past on a solid footing that holds. Welcome to The Foundation.
The Foundation.
Foundation. The Foundation with Hearts Grant is brought to you by Alive, Bahama Odds and Ends, Bahamas Welding and Fire, Burger King, Central Bank, The Cleveland Clinic, Commonwealth Bank, Epic Battery, Marco's Pizza, Nassau Cruise Port, Kinder Tau, Prince Masters, and Ron's Electric Motors.
The Foundation. 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 The Foundation. The Foundation.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant, your company, The Foundation. June 2nd, 2025. All you guys out there getting ready to graduate. I guess you get into all your practice. My little girl, you get into all hers. So all y'all who are getting ready to graduate, I hope you all the best. I really wish you all the best, and I pray for the best for you, for the next dispensation of leadership in this country, because that's just what it is. I don't think we like to look at it like that, but for the next dispensation of leadership, that we hope to lead us to a place for growth and development in this country, we pray for you, and we pray that you're doing well. And we're hoping that you're excited, not just going through this kind of the routine, mundane rhythm of what happens during this particular time, but you really are step into the future, because this is the beginning of that sort of a new day for you. So it's a grateful thing to be. I'm grateful to have you in the company, in my company, and jam with you as we continue to be able to talk about these things. All those persons celebrating a birthday, I want to say happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. I don't have no specifics. No one sent me anything as it relates to birthdays, but if you're celebrating a birthday in the month of June, if you're celebrating a birthday during this particular time, or if your birthday today, or to go on over the weekend, we want to say happy birthday to you. Hope that you guys are good, and that you're celebrating with sobriety and this sort of a deliberate meditation and understanding that you got another year and you have a responsibility for being able to step into your purpose and make some things happen if you're not doing so already. So we hope that you guys are good as we continue to be able to talk about what's happening around the country. Got to shout out my good, decent people over at AFS Insurance Agents and Brokers. They got everything laid out for you. Make sure you go and check them out. They're located number 407 Blue Hill Road South. You want to go down there and check them out. Not just confine them to this idea about being able to get your car insured. There's some other things that can happen, right? You want to find yourself in the position where you can be able to move forward with some great packages. Whether that's life, whether that's health, whether that's medical. I don't know whether or not they offer dental. I got to find that out. But you can be able to call them at 341-1AFS, 341-1AFX, AFS. You want to be able to ask for my good friend, Etheric Bowe. He'll be able to assist you in those areas. Or you can definitely ask for Mr. Richardson. He'd be more than happy to accommodate you in that space and make sure that you're good. All right? So I got to be able to do that. Also, Coco Plum Wellness was telling you about some stuff. I was telling you about these particular things. We had a great opportunity to be Teresa Adderley Smith and really being able to talk about some great stuff that she's been doing. You know that she's also the president of the Bahamas Baptist University College. And, she's really pushing that. So we had an opportunity to be able to spend some time with her the other day. But the truth of the matter is that the truth of the matter is that we've also been able to really push this idea of what she has and what she's been doing with Cocoa Plum Wellness. This is about hydration. This is about the opportunity for you to be able to hydrate your colon. For a long time, a lot of persons are stuck in this rhythm because you see your mommy do it, because you see your great-grandmother do it, you see your grammy do it, all these persons who would have had issues with being able to hit a number two. Talk to me. You figure, oh, this is just running the family. No, this is as a result of maybe hydration, maybe, you know, your sphincter has it. I don't know. Who knows? But these are things that you want to check out. You got to be able to ensure that you have that regular pass. But if you're not doing that, if your stomach is hard, if you have all these particular issues, you want to go down there and check her out, right? You can find out more information about it and being able to hydrate your colon and find yourself evacuated, alleviated of some of the backup that you've been carrying around with you for a little while. Go down there and give her a call, 445-8111, 445-8111, or you can check her out, www.cocoplumwellnessbahamas.com, cocoplumwellnessbahamas.com. They can be able to assist you in those areas and take very, very good care of you in that kind of a space. So you want to go down there and check them out. And last but definitely not least, I got to check out my good guy. He's supposed to be in the studio with me the other day, but he's all the way down in Eleuthera. Then he hit me up with a text. He said everything went absolutely well. As they were, Stonehouse, I think he was down there with Stonehouse being able to pitch of conservation. And there's sort of a new dispensation of construction in the country. And this is none other than Avery Lightbourne with Art Construction Art Development. They've been doing this, man. He's been evangelizing. And, you know, he laughs when I say it. But that's what he's doing. He's really being able to be the forerunner and talk about conservation as it relates to as it relates to fiber reinforcement polymers. Now, we've been talking about this, that we call it the fiber rebar. It's the rebar that actually runs through your bell course, that runs through your slabs, runs through all these particular things. This is a new approach to being able to do that. The traditional iron, it rusts, it swells, it bursts through the concrete after time. You want to find yourself in a better position where these things can be taken care of. I told you to give him a call. Give him a call. The number is 822-9527, 822-9527, or hit him up 603-4506, 603-4506, frpbahamas.com, frpbahamas.com, and they can take good care of you in that kind of a space, all right? Let's make sure you pick up your Guardian newspaper, all the information's in the paper as we start off today and being able to talk about these things. New power deals signed. New power deals signed on June 2nd. PPAs will bring renewable energy to the Family Islands. We've been talking about this, man. I might as well tell you the truth. I'm reluctant to speak on these things because I don't, in fear of sounding as though I reject the idea, with the undertone of skepticism and becoming a part of the chatters, right? I think that's what he called us, the chatters this morning, the chatter houses and the chatter boxes, with a hope and expectation that the projections that you place forward will actually be able to yield fruit. Yeah. What you say, we're hoping that it yields fruit. The government yesterday signed a power purchase agreement, the PPA, with the Family Islands Microgrid and Renewgen Pro. Is that what it's called? Renewgen Pro? For the establishment of the solar microgrids, advanced liquefied natural gas and multi-gas systems in 9 different areas of the Family Islands. This is the Prime Minister, Philip Brave Davis, said that the hybrid approach is the perfect balance for the archipelago. And then he says that these partnerships will bring modern, reliable, affordable electricity to the islands and haven't for too long endured aging infrastructure and frequent outages and exorbitant prices. And this is what the Davis said that during a signing ceremony at the office of the Prime Minister. This is what he actually indicated. We are harnessing our abundant sunshine while introducing cleaner fuels to ensure that our power needs are met, regardless of what the weather looks like. I got to commend you right off the top. I think, I don't know. I don't know if this is too little too late. I don't think it is. But only for the sake of looking at the Free National Movement and indicating that they don't have a robust team that has been designed and placed forward just yet. That's it. I just want to say that to you. This could be too little too late as it relates to being able to retain a position if it were for a strong opposition being presented before you. I don't think we have that just yet. And this is no knock to the Free National Movement. It's that you don't have all your cards and everything on the deck. We're still waiting for ratifications. We're still waiting to see what that team would look like as it relates to what's happening going forward. And so because of that lack of preparation from the Free National Movement, you find yourself in this kind of a position that you can say these things, and we hope people like Kwesi Thompson can be able to rebut in his particular capacity as the capacity to speak. We hope that Shannon Cartwright will be able to say these things in his particular capacity as opposition. I think he's a shadow minister I can't remember. But we look at these things, and we only expect to be able to hear these things from maybe the trifecta of leadership or those persons in the House of Assembly. You don't have a strong enough team, Free National Movement. And so the PLP could be able to come to these things. And I only say that because this should have happened 2 years ago. And, you know, notwithstanding that other administrations, including the Free National Movement, should have been able to bring this thing to the forefront. Notwithstanding that the Free National Movement should have been able to do this during the last dispensation. Notwithstanding that this was the casual conversation that happened and started to talk about with solar and being able to go and solarize Rugged Island and all these particular things, and we haven't seen a great deal come out of these spaces. Notwithstanding, the PLP has made, and as we look at this new day with new leadership out of the PLP, who's been preparing themselves from 2016 or even further back for an opportunity to be able to step into leadership, we expect some different things to be done. I wouldn't dare be one of those persons who seek to kind of pick us to pieces, like the chairman has indicated, right? I don't want to pick it to pieces. I want to have a very clear conversation about where we are and find out whether or not you have enough time over the next 300 and some days to be able to make a determination. Because what I'm informed of is that this will be a traditional general election. That from a traditional standpoint, and I'm thinking May 10th, based upon the voices that have come out of the PLP speaking to me on that, I care not to say who these people are. But they're speaking to me on the sideline and indicating to me, Howard, think traditional. We're thinking May of next year. I say, okay. So if you have May of next year, we have 300 and some days before we get to that position. And the PLP is doing a lot of cutting ribbons and pushing on property and smiling and kissing babies and appearances and so forth and so on. And these are all great things. But the truth of the matter is that we don't want the theatrics of it. We want the actual, we want the application. We really need these things, man. And we say this to you. We need these things. It's not a political ploy to be able to cut a ribbon on a flat piece of property and all of us have to and imagine what can be able to be here and hope that you could retain this particular position to develop this. The country needs these things. It's not we're going to provide medical opportunities in these particular spaces, and there's nothing there just yet. And so we hope you all the best. We really do. And we're hoping that these things move forward. But we look at these things with skepticism. Like I said to you, I'm not out here all gung-ho. Not for you, not for the FNM, not for anyone. Grammy say, once bitten, twice shy. My God, you didn't bite us 5 times. And we keep getting back at it. We got to find a way to be able to find ourselves in the position for growth and development. And we have to be frank and honest with you. We need these things, and we don't need anyone bullshitting us. So let's talk about these things. I like the initiatives. I like your drive. I like the fact that you've turned inwardly and looked at our communities and made a determination. I was listening to Fred Mitchell this morning, and he indicated that you went down to the Cascabel Festival. So I want to congratulate you for that and being able to touch those persons where it matters. And so I like that. I like to see that you're making moves and make these particular things happen. And I want to be able to encourage you to continue these things, but let's make something stick. It seems like the bologna that hits the glass and slides down. Gently, not rapidly, gently, but one thing is it's going down. So let's have this conversation. Guys, the line's going to be wide open today. I'd love you to be able to join me in conversation. A government budget, $20 million for Pinewood flooding remediation. This is another one of those things. Had an opportunity this weekend, stopped over to the West End home festival thing, and it was a great. I had to go out because there's 2 years now. I didn't tell Richard I come and I ain't going, right? And laying down in my house, I could hear the music. I tell my wife, put on something, let's go down there. We wait until the evening. We went down there and we picked up some pickle Kong salad, her favorite thing from West End. She enjoyed that, and the panty cake. And we had a good time. We had a very good time. And whilst I was out there, I saw Jared. He healed me up. I hadn't seen Jared in a little while. And, you know, we just started having these kind of conversations. You know, he's been a significant, a strong advocate during his time, and he was looking for a potential and possible opportunity to be able to represent Pinewood in that particular constituency for the PRP. He's came up with some great plans, some great concepts, great ideas, and being able to do that. And so we're looking at this, and we often say, this is one of those historic issues that you haven't been able to fix. Not because it's, you know, unfixable. Like it's like a perpetually and permanently damaged. No, I think that there, if you put effort to it and if you put finances to it, you could be able to see these things happen. And so we look at this and we make a determination as to whether or not the government is, listen, I hate to sound like a broken record, but I just need to know whether or not, how serious are you? How serious are you to identify these things? How serious are you? That's it. The Davis administration plans to roll out $100 million road redemption and drainage infrastructure project to address the long-standing flooding issues in Pinewood. $100 million. $100 million. $100 million. Anyway, let's go. The figures are always just so round. They're just so round. Anyway, so let's talk about these particular things, guys. I want you to join me in conversation 323-623-32-325-4316-325-4259. Anywhere from the Family of Violence 242-300-5720 or hit me up 422-4796. Let's take a quick commercial break, guys. Going to be right back after this.
Foundation. Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Sharing is caring, and what better way than with Popeye's new Ghost Pepper Chicken Box? This fiery box includes a Ghost Pepper Chicken Sandwich, 4 pieces of any of our mouth-watering flavored wings, fries, a delicious apple pie, and a drink for just $15.95. So share with a friend. Enjoy the variety of irresistible goodness alone. Available for a limited time only.
Love that chicken from Popeye's.
Now let me see now, 326-EPIC. Hello, hello, this Epic, Eckert Battery. This Miss Bueller from round the corner. I hear y'all selling tires now on Wolf Road 2.
Praise the Lord, it's about time. I live Fox Hill, and Fire Trail, it's too far.
That ain't all. They open Monday to Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., on Sunday and holiday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m.
My brother Sam, he's a hacker, and he could go right there and get fixed up.
Call us at 326-EPIC. We ship also to the Family Island.
It's a Bahama Autumn Edge Party. We got everything you need to have for a party. Come see for yourself. Balloons and banners, gifts and toppers, forks, plates, toys, chairs. Yes, we do rental. Located on East Plaza, right off Prince Drive. And we can order anything for you online. So party smart, party early, party often.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Foundation. The foundation. The foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant and your company. The lines are wide open, 323-622-3235-4316, 325-4259, anywhere for the Family of Islands, 242-300-5720. Hit me up, 422-4796. The ORG, not enough money allocated for the Freedom of Information Act and other key offices. This is what Matt Aubrey has said. And Fred Mitchell, I think, has called it, I don't want to misquote him. I think he's like a one-trick pony. Keep riding in on the same horse. I don't know. I don't understand. I think whilst we're in government, whilst these men are in government, they have the responsibility to relentlessly and perpetually to serve the position of their organization, as opposed to being able to look at national issues for real growth and development. And so you get advocates and advocacy groups and organizations who are responsible for being able to look at something more specifically that their organization identified. Yeah, so you have a great deal of issues, and so you carve out something for yourself. So, okay, so this is something that we relentlessly advocate for. All right? So depending on our organization, we deal with rape victims, we deal with suicides, or we deal with gun violence, or we deal with, single family homes. Whatever that is, ORG has taken on a very strong position and relentlessly being able to speak to us about and educate us about the Freedom of Information Act, the Ombudsman, and so forth and so on. This has been their one-trick pony. And I don't view it as a one-trick pony. I view it as a focused advocacy to be able to bring light and transformation into an area that is required. I think when it comes to freedom of information, we could be able to have access to a great deal of things that's going on behind, under the secrecy, under the veil of quote-unquote autonomy of the government. And we find transparency. So we can agitate and advocate and say that we want something different. So don't mind them, Matt. Continue to be able to push forward. And I like how you put this information out there to come to the forefront and really be able to speak with strength about these particular positions. Let's talk about that, guys. The lines are wide open. Call on the line. Go ahead.
Good day, Alan.
Hey, what's happening?
Just about the renewable energy. They will call the government in the sunshine one time, right?
Hold on.
Hello?
Who was calling the government in the sunshine?
That's a slogan they used one time when they, the administration of the PLP.
No, the PLP never used government in sunshine.
This is a new day government.
No, the PLP in sunshine, that was the FNM in 1992.
Okay, but what I'm saying is all of them, right, especially this administration, he said that this new energy thing ain't no pilot project. Well, what was Ragged Island under Menace? That would have been the pilot project. But how long they been in power? Howard.
The PRP or the FNM?
Power for three years and 9 months, right?
Okay, yeah.
And they said these things where they just signed on the weekend will take 18 months. Well, how long they been born? We've been getting sunshine from every day we wake up, right? From the sun. He uses the term talk, but we're going to harness it in the Bahamas. Well, who we know we have an abundance of sunshine. We all been screaming about it when they gone, and now they create an energy ministry costing money. But Vigen Island was done under the government without establishing an energy ministry. The thing being, right, that if we know we can get the sun, what take them so long, and why they revamp the whole and take BPL and do what they did with it? They slice it up like a pizza and sharing it out to who they want to share it out. But the good thing for all us behemoths must look at is when Pentad come to power, what he needs to do is show all behemoths, look at it, let them spend the money, and all they have to do is stop and take that whatever they put in place and give everybody the opportunity to invest in these companies at once. That make any sense to you, Howard?
I hear what you're saying, and I'm... There's a couple of things that I want to be able to, and I appreciate you telling the phone call, my brother. There's a couple of things I want to be able to highlight. You say when Pintard come into power, stretch a lot of things far and wide to have a deeper conversation about these things. Let's do that, okay? First and foremost, this issue that existed in our country, I don't know why we like to, we do our best in this country to speak theoretically, right? We do our best in this country to speak to you about what's supposed to happen from a constitutional standpoint, from with the legality that exists in these particular spaces. We do our best. We do our absolute best to let you know that we are studied, we are learned men, and we understand how things are supposed to go. But we reject, deny, and totally look past the practical application of what's really happening in this country. Not theoretical. We're talking about hands-on what's really happening in this country. When Leslie Miller brought this to the forefront about the renewable energy and the gases, what needed to happen during his particular time, he got significant pushback from his own government. He got nowhere with that. I think Venezuela was in a better position, and for him to be able to forge that relationship would have been a great thing. John Boswick Jr., when John Boswick found himself in the position and he came to the forefront and indicating that they could have floating barges and about the possibilities and the potential that exists in these particular places, then all of a sudden, you know, one thing led to another and he was knocked out of the spotlight significantly. His advocacy had become strong enough that he was able to amalgamate a great deal of people that we march collectively. And after we marched, he was marched out of there. You know, people just unearth all kinds of things and then create things and put it on top of that. This concept had existed for a very long time. You could go to Flint, Michigan, and understand that they've been doing fracking and they've been doing all these things to identify how we can be able to extract the energy needed for day-to-day living and energy consumption. These things are not, they're not brand new. The last administration has come in after they've made a tremendous amount of, was it the PLP who did this? Somebody call me, text me. Who did all that at the Sports Center? Which administration did all the solar panels at the Sports Center? And every time Graham see it, he laughs. He said, Howard, they did it the wrong way. Right? Who did that? The introduction of these things are not indicated that they would go down to Rugged Island and do a great deal of things, and it'll be a solar, it'll be a green island and this and that and all these things, and it didn't go anywhere. Then they got Optimus Prime to ride it through Nassau at 2 miles an hour to take it all the way to Clifton, and they had to go and refurbish that. These are relationships. Nobody want to talk to me about this, you know. Then why do you want to talk to me? You only want to tell me theoretically. You want to tell me hypothetically, but you don't want to tell me the actual thing that's happening here. These are the rejuvenation and the revival of relationships that existed and have gone dormant and seek to be revived when these people find themselves back in office. These equipment, just as old as these men, not in a bad way. These concepts and ideas are just as old as these men that they continue to be able to regenerate and put back into our society. So the only thing I can see is that this revival of this concept that is globally dead has been revived based upon a relationship. Talk to me. And as a result of that, we now here have to endure. We have to bite the side of our mouth to be able to deal with this technology that continues to be able to bleed energy into our system. Yeah, so we are now 15 years behind, 10 years behind, 20 years behind. Simply because now the older fellas in these industries has identified someone, got access to these particular products, and now presents it to you. And you're comfortable with that relationship. Now it's time. We have to stop this, man. We have to stop this. Yes, that's how big the machine was. It was like Optimus Prime riding up and down in Nassau going down to Clifton. Cut out. And no one's, they don't even make this no more. They had to refurbish this. They had to do all, they don't even make things like this no more for this Bunker C fuel. And no one says anything about it. Millions of dollars for a whole machine. And no one says anything about this. This is, theoretically, these concepts and ideas work. But the practical application that we're seeing, these can only be relationships that have been revived to take care of your boys. Yeah, because you get relationships with these fellas. If Obadiah Wilscombe was living right now, Gin, they'd have been doing something with Gin down in Morocco. It ain't about Gin and the Bahamas. The relationship is what exists that brings it to the forefront. So when I see this in the paper, new power deals signed, I'm excited, but I know the rhythm of politics in my country. I'm excited. I'm excited for the people in Eleuthera who sell me, and I'm looking at the people TikTok. I ain't bad in 3 weeks. Now, baby, you didn't have to tell me this. I'm watching it. And I think for the purposes of being able to drive her point home, she decided not to take a bath. I had no water. The power been off or whatever. So the consistency in these things, whether it's in Mangrove Key, whether it's in Walker's Key, whether it's in Nicholstown, whether it's in South Andres, wherever these are in terms of inconsistency, and you can provide a sense of consistency in those areas, I'm excited for those people. Those are Bahamian people, and they deserve to have this. But it cannot be a political carrot dangled before people just before an election. Let's take an extra telephone call. Caller, go on. Go ahead.
Brother Grant.
Hey.
I hope you're doing well.
Hey. Professor, what's happening with you?
Yeah, I'm doing okay. I was listening to you when you were talking about Pinewood Garden.
Mm-hmm.
We have evidence to show how the government of the Bahamas has been working over the last 52 years, coming July. The problem with our people is we don't go and check what happened before. We hear announcements, which you have announcements being made. People have pieces of paper in their hand and they're writing things on it. And it may sound good. But the point is, you talk about the relationship, relationships with who? Whose relationship is with who?
It ain't with us.
With the Bahamian people?
No way.
Okay, good.
No way.
I understand that. So what we have is a situation. Those persons who have been given the authority to run the affairs of the country are not even thinking about the people, the welfare of the people. You could look and see what's happening now with the citizenship issue. The government of the Bahamas is giving out scraps of paper to people purporting to be Bahamian. Constitutionally, that cannot happen. And people are looking at that. We have thousands of people clamoring for citizenship who cannot qualify. But yet we sit back every living day and allow the governor of the Bahamas to keep throwing this crap at us. And we do nothing about it. See, that's the problem I have. We have not yet said, because people call my show and they say, Professor, what is it we can do? And I gave them a proposal from July the 8th last year, you know. I remind them of it. Not the constituency has taken up the offer, what I put out there. Neither did they give me an alternative. But yet every day they will call in, and I'm not saying you shouldn't call in and complain. I don't have a problem with that per se. But Brother Grant, constantly complaining when you have the power in your hand to stop the crap, that bothers me. That's the difficulty, because you talk about the relationship personalities who have personal interests above the interests of the country. That's a major problem with our leaders. And it communicates the elected, no, the persons who are responsible, citizens of the country, have to see it, have to recognize it, and say we have to put a stop to it.
Absolutely.
We haven't done that yet.
Absolutely.
And so that, let me just make this last point on Pinewood. The problem of Pinewood could be solved in 18 months. I told him that, you know. 18 solid months, and it's finished. You cannot tell me you're solving a problem. You say, okay, it's solved, and then 2 weeks, 3 weeks down the road, the problem resurfaces again. That's not solving anything. Once it is solved, you have specific benefits that come to you. What are the benefits as a result of a particular solve? And that, you take the people. I said the people have to be a buffer against any entity or any group that may come later to try to upset it. Wow. The people have to recognize that they have to be involved. The reason is ugly head again, because carnal nature being what it is extremely wicked, it is extremely dangerous, and people like money over the interests of people. Thank you very much for the
Thank you, Professor. I appreciate your telephone call. Ladies and gentlemen, quick break. Going to be right back after this.
The Foundation.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing. There are any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located at the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
It's time to upgrade the way you enjoy at-home entertainment. Alive Fiber is here. Enjoy all your favorite channels and streaming apps, all at lightning-fast internet speeds with affordable bundles, and it's only a click away. Visit www.alivefiber.com to sign up now. Stay connected, live your life. It's good to be alive.
Father's Day is just around the corner. Gift than Kelly's House and Home. Shower your dad with a gift from Kelly's House and Home's Father's Day sale Friday, June 6th through Saturday, June 14th. Save 20% off selected tool sets, luggage, and fishing, diving, and camping gear, except on net items. Shop Kelly's House and Home on Saturday, June 14th, and you could win a fabulous gift basket for dad. Visit our Facebook page for more information. Kelly's House and Home's Father's Day sale, June 6th through 14th. Happy Father's Day, all with love from Kelly's House and Home.
Calling all dear lovers. Get ready for Pointside Pints. Join us on Saturday, June the 21st from 1 p.m. to 9 p.m. at Nassau Cruise Port to sample beers from all around the world with live music and amazing Bahamian food. $10 general admission includes a free Pointside Pints beer mug, or take it up a notch and check out our exclusive VIP lounge. That's the Pointside Pints Beer Festival, June 21st at at Nassau Cruise Port. Don't miss it. Visit Facebook or Instagram for details.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant and your company, The Foundation, live in full effect. Guys, give me a call, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Anywhere from the family of islands, 242-300-5720. Hit me up, 422-4796. I just have a question. Just one question. As I... And, you know, I try to be as decent as possible as I approach these particular things. Know that the governor of the Bahamas has commandeered a great deal of voices in our sector, right? So the Fourth Estate. They have commandeered, and when you say commandeered, you could look at it as a promotion for a great deal of people. That's fine. It's no problem. But you know the consequences and the repercussions, whether spoken or otherwise. In the event that you decide to allow your urges and internal inclination of what is right and what is wrong to ever bubble to the surface, you know that. You know, after you would have been able to sign over with Ursula, which is the government at this particular time, right? You have to find yourself in the... You remember this? Yeah, this is the Little Mermaid. You sign over because you wanted this particular thing, the legs that you needed to hit line and go run and sign over for some things. It's unfortunate, but this is what it is. It's just what it is. And as a result of that, you find yourself in this position, you signed over, and your voice was taken from you. Oh God, I just get preachy. And I'm giving you an example. So you signed with Ursula. And as a result of those things, you hope that others who are left with their voices, who have decided to reject these things, could speak up and speak out. And so the government of the Bahamas, with their tools, have taken on this particular position to do what it can, or what it feels it must, to reject the voices that speaks with clarity. Right, to reject the voices that ask the questions about these particular instances, about these things. The government of the Bahamas has taken on this kind of position and indicated to us that it was an administrative error when we saw $183 million for about 30 to 40 miles of road in West Grand Bahama. This is an administrative error. It's an oversight. We're sorry about that. And then $100 million pops up again. Boop! In Pinewood, and indicated that this is an issue that over the course of 3 years, $20 million set aside for the upcoming fiscal year, right? I know this is the kind of conversations that you want to have. And then for 2025, the budget was recently tabled in the House of Assembly, and the Pinewood Gardens flooding remediation project will be spread over 3 years, and it estimate that $50 million in funding will be needed in 26-27 fiscal year, and $30 million will be needed in 27-28 fiscal year. For years, residents of Pinewood have complained about the flooding. I'd like to hear the breakdown of these particular things. Have you designed anything to kind of help people who have lost appliances, lost furniture? Has their house that was damaged significantly? Have you designed anything to help those persons on the ground? I don't know. I mean, you don't expect there to be pushback when you're putting things out, but that's not how our democracy works in this country. Is there a relentless desire, a desperate desire, to be able to present this $100 million in one space or another? Now you've identified low-hanging fruit. We've projected over the course of conversation for the past, 10, 15 years, the numbers have increased based upon inflation, but not to $100 million. For God's sake, not to $100 million. What is happening that nurses grapple for payment, that teachers rowing for money, that workers who can't find themselves in a solidified position to make a determination as to whether or not they are actually occupied and working for the government of the Bahamas, as opposed to being able to be on a relentless and a perpetual track for 6 months. Every 6 months, you got to get this thing renewed. People are looking for a solidified position to say that they actually have something. And the government of the Bahamas is doing what we've seen over the rhythm of past administrations, putting it into the roads. You know, what's peculiar is when the Free National Movement was in, I would have heard the language billow from the belly of the PLP that says, we can't eat roads. But now, your administration is in place. I don't know whether or not your appetite, I don't know whether or not your stomach and the linings of your digestive system has allowed you to now chew. Your teeth has been fortified to chew on these tar and digest it into your system because you're content. You don't want to talk about it, though. You don't want to talk. $100 million was just in West Grand Bahama. They say, oh, it's a mistake. Now, the $100 million moved to Pinewood. We get to talk. Caller, you want to come on now or you want to come on after the break? Let me see. Go ahead with the call.
Come on now, baby, okay. I want to get off the phone now, baby.
Go ahead, baby.
I had never called you before, Howard, right?
Oh, yes, ma'am.
I live in Pinewood Garden, right?
Talk to me.
I had one of my hosts 32 times in here.
Mm.
I spend more money on furniture.
32 times?
Yes, sir.
Jesus, okay.
You hear me?
Go ahead, baby.
I lose rug, you listen?
Yes, ma'am.
Stove, deep washing machine, water heater. And if you want to know, you got to come here and look in this house and see what happened. You come and see all myself. Hi. So I hope the Prime Minister keep his word to help us in time with God. Like me, 32 times.
I appreciate you, baby. I appreciate your telephone call.
I don't have no storm and no more water. I can't take that.
I appreciate your telephone call. There's people like you. I'm hoping that the Prime Minister is considering when he set aside $100 million and he will put it in Pinewood, make sure you give Grammy them or somebody, 32 times you say water was in your house. My God. I appreciate the telephone call. Thank you so very kindly. Ladies and gentlemen, let's have a very clear conversation and a real conversation for growth and development of the country. Let's take this quick commercial break, get to news, and be right back after this.
Foundation. The foundation. The foundation.
The foundation with Howard Grant. We'll be back right after this.
The foundation. The foundation.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.
Foundation. Foundation. The foundation. Foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9. The lines are wide open. 323-622-325-4316-325-4259. Anywhere for the family violence, 242-422-4796. It may be difficult for persons who are shackled to the ebbs and flow of Ursula to be able to speak up and out of these things. That's fine. I don't have a problem with that. This is only objective conversation. This is only conversation for clarity. This is only asking questions. There is no condemnation. We're not saying to you, this is what you have done. We are just asking, why does this look eerily familiar and there is a peculiar stench associated with this? That's all we're asking. I just want to know. I just want to know. I want to have a clear conversation about what our expectations are, and then what we're seeing, and find out whether or not transparency exists in any of this. In the cross-section, does transparency reside here? Yeah, because you've already rejected this concept and idea for the freedom of information. You've rejected these particular things. When we call you out on these things and you say, oh, I'm sorry, this is an administrative error. We're going to make modifications to that. And then you come back and now, boom, the thing popped back up like a bad, you know, shepherd needle just popping up in different spaces. This is like a weed. And no amount of Roundup would kill this. It continues to be able to come to the forefront. And so this is all I just want to talk, man. I want to have a clear conversation. I'm not saying Pinewood is not worth this. The conversation that we had about the $183 million, for West Grand Bahama. I had no problem with you spending $183 million. My issue is I got cousins, I got aunties, I got friends, I got family, I got classmates, I got everybody in 8 Mile Rock who are going to watch foreigners walk and pave 30, 40 miles of road and can't get a job. No one could hit a lick with that. No one. I don't care the FNM or PLP in West Grand Bahama. They need to touch the $183 million. You're passing on the side of the road buildings with blue top on it. The top has dry rot. How long the thing been there? It's only there now for decorations. It does nothing. No one could go on that side of the house when it's raining. And the government of the Bahamas proposed, accidentally, of course, absolutely, let's just be very clear, the administrative error gave us insight to what could possibly happen. And so it led to a social conversation. But there has been no consideration for what should happen along the way. Who can get a little contract? How y'all can reach to China and get yourself 10 flatbed with wood on it and distribute that for persons in West Grand Bahama who've been having issues. These are the things that have put you over the top. This is what the member of parliament should be advocating for in West Grand Bahama. No one saying don't bring the thing, you know. You carried $183 million. No one going to fight you. Well, we can fight you for it. But you carry it despite. But make sure that those people get a taste. People who haven't been working for years. For years. I got classmates down there digging in the ground for scrap metal. Then you modify the scrap. You keep shifting the goalposts and expect people to maintain sobriety and sanity. And they can't take care of themselves and their family. They can't. They can't. Now, you're about to pour $100 million into Pinewood, theoretically, on the paper. And the lady caller said 32 times. 32 times. Water was in her house. All the bottom of her IKEA furniture or furniture plus furniture or wherever the hell she get it from, swollen with that chipwood. all of her rugs she had to put outside on her fence to dry on top of her roof, so forth and so on. So a house, when you walk in there, it may smell like mold. Because why? Water trapped in the walls. By your baseboard. Water trapped in the walls. But nobody want to help me fix this. The insurance companies already didn't turn their back on you long time. And listen, brother, if you live in Pinewood, we can't help you. If you buy a house in Pinewood, we can't help you. We like you. We like your business, but we can't afford that. And the government of the Bahamas is now about to put $100 million in this area. But I haven't heard whether or not you can help people with these things. She had to play electrical issues. Times that water hit over, bam, my thing trip. These things happen in within the space of a decade. And no administration has taken on this particular task to say we can be able to modify this. But you have. And so we're looking at a holistic approach. Not incrementally to celebrate this sort of an idea for transformation, but an actual transformation that can be able to help the persons that live in that constituency. Call on the line. Go ahead.
Hey, Howard.
Hey.
Well, you know, if I were being benefited by the decisions this government make, I would probably be supporting them too, because there's really nothing they could do. But Howard, shouldn't the developers be responsible or have a play in eradicating that flood in Pinewood? Because some soil was moved and made a trench? That never happened, eh?
I don't think it did. I think this is a conversation that we've been having for some time, and saying that the developers should have been able to look at that. I don't think the government has stepped in, right? I could be wrong. We could go back into the newscast and look at those particular stories, but we don't seem to ensure that that there is a modification. The people already live there.
Before you let me go, I am confused about this. I think Mr. Thompson, he left the appropriate amount that was needed for the freedom of information to be enacted. The government passed some kind of budget only itemizing a little of that money, or not the full amount. And now you have Mr. Mitchell saying that not enough has been allocated. What kind of tic-tac-toe this is, man?
Well, the PRP has already come in and tell you that this was not on part of their agenda.
Okay, so they just can play around.
You remember this. You remember.
Yeah, I do remember.
They
do
come
remember.
Right off the top and say, hold on, listen, this ain't really our business. This is the F&M thing.
Yeah, so we can go around in circles. Yeah, but Howard, you know, I really hate to see, you had C. Allen, I think it was, you had Graham talking about solar and the proper way to install it and all that good stuff. And now that the government has probably identified some of their friends or family they can share with, now they want to bring it forward. Well, this has been on the table for quite some time, and then you started the show, the sun been here from that time, but no, it has to be at their time. When all their ducks are lined up and their friends could benefit, and
that's
they
it.
Seem to be the pattern of these governments.
That's
now.
It!
It's sad, you know, Howard.
That's just what it is, though. But it's sad, happy. It's sad for you and I.
And yet we can march. Well, not we, but these people are going to march for what?
They can get no evidence.
I mean, geez, come on, man. How come, you know, like I said, it was the PLP who told me years ago, if Pinlin tell me eat that cockroach, I will eat it. And I see that's what their followers are lined up to just eat all the doo-doo they could come up with.
Bye. Bye. See you later. Right. They crunched the cockroach. Mmm. Very good. You just wasted Timon and Pumbaa. It's too much. Nobody would talk to me like this, you know. You want me to shut up. Shut your big mouth up. Shut up, Howard. Yeah. The government of the Bahamas has taken on this kind of a position I just pulled it up last night. I looked at the Ministry of Finance and the Ministry of Finance, because I read the article last week and I wanted to know more about it, right? So the Ministry of Economic Affairs, they pulled up their website And in looking on the website, there's a couple of things that popped out right away on the website. Right? Let's look at it. All right. It's on my website right now. And this is the carry form. The carry form. The press release for the carry form. They've been talking about that. The MSMEs to receive £3 million in direct grant support. Right? And this £3 million was designed to be able to have subsectors and small groupings of persons, small think tanks, to help the government with efficiency. Right? I like it. I like it. Because I have maybe two or three think tanks that I'm a part of. I like this. I like this, man. But my fear is, because we've been doing this for so long, that this doesn't make a difference. None of this makes a difference. Unless there is an immediate relationship that actually fits to a particular government in one way or another, the difficulty that we will have as an independent think tank is that we won't be given the access and that kind of carte blanche that we're looking for to truly help with reformation in certain sectors. So all this is just the jive, the song and dance, but not necessarily the transformation that we've been looking for. And so we look at this. There has been persons talking about reformation for Pinewood. There have been persons speaking for years about opportunities as it relates to being able to look at renewable energy. There has been persons casually talking about that and persons who've taken on a very serious approach in being able to spend their finances, their monies, forge relationships and present these concepts to Bahamian government. And they have been rejected every step of the way. They've been rejected every single step of the way. And this is nothing to do with the PLP. This has nothing to do with the PLP as an independent administration. If any heat you feel on the back of your neck, it's only because you're sitting in the seat. That's it. But this has happened with the FNM and the PLP historically. Historically. There are concepts. No one know how to fix the Bahamas better than the people living here. No one. I don't care who you call, from what cul-de-sac, and how sapphire blue their eyes are as their teeth glisten and we smile and they're on 3D glasses because we can't take it. No one can fix the Bahamas better than us who live here every day. No one. But you refuse to engage us on a serious level. You refuse. Your fear of being able to create kings, your fear of being able to slip away even an iota of power that people don't have to grovel to you and hope for an opportunity, you refuse to let that go. You refuse. This is the government of the Bahamas. The government. You refuse to truly empower Bahamians. You casually talk about it. You're good with your language, boy. You're good at that. There are people out here who do this. They've gone off to school to do this. They've committed themselves to do this. They've spent their monies and they do this. And they are not recognized in this country. Because you're scared that they will become kings and you will never be seen as a kingmaker. Neocolonialists. Let's take the next telephone call. Caller, go ahead.
Hey, Howard.
Hey, what's up, Anton?
Boy, Howard, boy. Lord of mercy, you are on a very good wicket right now, Howard. And, you know, this is a part of my... What you are talking about right now, Howard, besides the point that I call you for, is very distressing. It's discouraging. It saddens me, Howard, personally, that this government, since the Lyndon Penland, since the Sir Lyndon Oscar Penland government, 80 Hanna government of the PLP, the revolutionaries, the visionaries of our country, the man who came into government and opened their hearts entirely to the people who didn't think nothing was too good for the people, since their government, as a PLP government, because we've had an experience of that, them government, when
former Prime Minister Hubert Ingram first came to office, right? This government right here, right now, held the most promise under Philip Brave Davis, right? He hasn't been knighted as Right Honorable as yet, but Philip Brave Davis, KC Prime Minister, held the most hope for what you just described and has failed miserably, miserably.
Mm.
That disheartens me greatly, Howard. It's like we are afraid to empower our own people. And the Prime Minister, who is the Minister of Finance, would see it happening, would see what he discussed and what he expected is not happening, and would not step in with his authority, the legal authority vested in him to make the change. So what does that say, Howard?
Mm.
What does that say? What does that say, Howard? I'm asking you a serious question.
Well, that they're not serious about national growth and development. That I've said this before, that their concern is within their organizations. Not necessarily.
It isn't even within the organizations, it appears, Howard. It doesn't appear that way. The proof is always in the pudding, and it's not being demonstrated. You hit on something so crucial, so important. We hate to see our own people empowered.
No, man.
We hate to see our own people with the level of independence, financial wealth in this country. Howard?
If a man ain't got to come to you, that's a big problem, you know.
Say that again,
if when a man don't have to come to you, you have to actually perform.
But Howard, that's supposed to be a good thing. That's supposed to be a good thing. But governments make it seem like the most vile thing ever. It's sickening. It is really sickening. As someone who, unlike most of these jokers who come on airwaves, been dedicated to the cause, pushing the cause. Even when I had the keys to the country, still pushing the cause. Still pushing for brighter and better days, for equality, for access, for scores of Bahamians, myself included. These leaders, they just don't care. They're talking the talk, Howard, but the action doesn't line up. You understand what I'm saying, Howard?
Of course.
Let me hop into what I really call you for, please, because the Lord dropped this in my spirit over the weekend, Howard, and so I had to write. I haven't been interested, to be quite frank, in writing much where my government is concerned, because we are so disappointing. So disappointing.
Jesus.
The performance. The empty promises. The lack in efficiency and effectiveness. The need versus what is being done. The big gap that exists in between there, Howard.
Oof.
Look, man. Anyway, you know what?
Go ahead. Let me hear what you got to say. Talk to me about that.
I've been watching this particular pronouncement for about the last week and a half, close to 2 weeks now. And I've noticed there hasn't been any mass discussion on it, right? And I've had it in my heart, carrying it in my heart, waiting for the opportunity to engage. And so I see you have sort of an open line today. Mm-hmm. And the Lord has put it in my spirit, forced me to make a few quick notes over about two minutes over mm-hmm. the weekend. And so I'll read. The PLP government.
I'm seeing
who. First and foremost, can you hear me, Howard?
Yeah, go ahead.
Do we have a national development plan in this country, Howard? National development plan, Howard?
No, I don't think we're guided by anything, but outside of what the NDP has done, NDP 40, I think that's what
it was.
We
do not have one, Howard.
No, we don't.
We do not have one that is enshrined in law.
No.
And that each government of the Bahamas is supposed to be bonded by, right?
Right.
In the great China, Howard, the great China, the greatest economic might right now on the planet. They're in their 14th iteration of their five-year plan towards their 100-year plan. You hear me, Howard?
Wow.
They have one in the great China. The national plan is supposed to be what? When we talk about landmark legislation, Howard,
mm-hmm.
you can't talk about landmark legislation unless it is linked and tied directly to a national development plan. Simply put, Howard, when you discuss landmark legislation in this country and reform, Howard, it's not just limited to that one aspect that you were seeking to bring to Parliament. That's where we go wrong in this country, Howard. We claim to help people around the table who's supposed to be getting it done, who's supposed to advise the leader or the prime minister of the country that this is what is needed in order to give good effect to what you are trying to accomplish. But it's not happening right, Howard. As it relates to this bill relating to land registration reform and conveyancing in the country, Howard, right?
Mm-hmm.
Has a national urban plan been executed?
Antoine?
None.
These questions are redundant, Antoine. You listen, know they ain't doing that.
Listen to me carefully. If we are going to talk about this national landmark legislation that the Prime Minister is rightfully bringing forward, it has to be accompanied by a national development plan. It has to be supported by a national development plan. It has to be accompanied by a national urban development plan, right? In addition to that, Howard, we need to revisit. We have to revisit this Immovable Property Act, Howard. It has to be undergirded by more progressive and more advanced legislation than what currently exists. Because what currently exists, Howard, has created a problem right here in Nassau, in the capital. You experienced it. You and Mrs. Grant experienced it recently. As you all recently became homeowners, you know exactly how difficult, how expensive, how taxing it is to be able to afford a judge-less a piece of property with a building on it in an upscale community, in a safe community, in a middle-class community. Forget being in a what is considered rich or ultra rich community or upper class gated community. Forget being out there. It's out of reach. What we are seeking to do right now, and Mr. Prime Minister, I hope you're listening. And I hope some of those fools who like to record people and send the messages around, I hope they give you the message right from me. Okay? Because God dropped it in my spirit to put pen to paper, to speak to you about it. Because I see the error that's going to reoccur in the family island if it's not undergirded properly. If it's not properly supported by other acts that needs to be either recalled or revisited, and other acts that needs to be established on top of that. We cannot go forward with a national landmark registration, which is going to affect and give wealth to many Bahamians. It's also going to give access to all of those foreign conglomerates who are taking advantage of access to land with their big money coming into our country and pricing us out of our own market. The last little bit of wealth left in the hands of Bahamians through land has to be protected, not only from vouchers from out, but vouchers within as well.
I agree with you.
Howard?
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. I like this, Anton.
We have to protect the last little bit of land owners in our country through generational land owners.
I like this, Anton.
Ownership. We have to protect them from those persons who will seek to be bravalicious from without, and those persons who will seek to take advantage and who are bravalicious within.
No.
To ensure that generations and generations of Bahamians have access to this beautiful country called the Bahamas.
I like it, Anton.
To ensure that, pardon me?
I like it. I got to go to commercial break, Anton. But I like it.
Howard, I haven't even finished my point, but anyway.
I like it.
God bless, Howard.
I appreciate you, man. Thank you so very kindly for that, Anton. I got to take this commercial break. I like you talked about the Removable Properties Act. I liked it, the way that you talked about the National Development Plan, and then to accompany by an urban development plan and a projection. What came to me as you spoke, I want to talk about it when we get back, and this sort of an idea and a contrast that has existed for far too long between Freeport and Nassau. This kind of a contrast. When we get back, I'd like to be able to expand on that just a pinch.
Foundation. We'll be back right after this.
The Foundation. The Foundation.
At Cleveland Clinic, care is everything. So when your primary purpose is to care for the world, you'd start with your community. Until you're accessible anywhere. You make complexities your specialties and put compassion before anything else. All to redefine what's possible. For everyone, everywhere. For every care in the world. Cleveland Clinic.
Fancy this. One-of-a-kind Pesto Club sandwiches from Burger King Nassau like you've never tasted before. Choose from a juicy chicken breast or a 100% flame-grilled beef patty topped with irresistible fresh pesto spread, cheese, crisp bacon, lettuce, and tomato. Or start your mornings right with the Pesto Chicken Croissantwich for breakfast. It's a delicious chicken patty topped with cheese, tomato, and fresh pesto spread on a classic buttery BK croissant. The Pesto Club sandwiches are new, fresh, and only at Burger King Nassau.
Now let me see now. 326 EPIC. Hello? Hello? This Epic? Eckert Battery? This Miss Beulah from round the corner. I hear you're selling tires now on Wolf Road 2.
Praise the Lord. It's about time. I live Ox Hill and Fire Trail. It's too far.
That ain't all. They open Monday to Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Sunday and holiday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m.
My brother Sam, he go right there and get fixed up.
Call us at 326 Epic. We ship also to the family island.
Do you have uncontrollable debt? Are you ready to make that move to Fidelity for a stress-free future? These loans have a built-in savings plan that pays you unbeatable interest. Ask about our debt consolidation loans today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen. I gotta laugh. You can let Anton talk, right? I feel like that's what you're saying to me. You're rowing. No, but his contribution was good. Just before we get to the phone lines, he brought up something more specifically as a result of these particular things. I think a lot of things was introduced to our society, right? From a governmental standpoint, the government, FNM and PLP alike, well, more specifically the PLP, let's just be decent. The FNM under Hubert Ingram has certain measures that they have taken caution, precaution, and prepared themselves to step into some things. I believe even with the roadworks that happened in 2007 to 2012, I think Hubert Ingram prepared himself for defeat. I think he knew he would have been defeated. But this was a gamble that he took, and he knew that the odds were against him. He knew that. But he still stepped out on the limb and made the modifications necessary. Now, later on, we're grateful for the infrastructural development and the free flowing of the city. Well, or the little that we enjoy. So we have a greater appreciation for him being able to really sacrifice not necessarily his legacy, because I think that was intact, but he sacrificed his political position and he had to step down. Okay. But this was as a result of preparation. So this, the preparation that he took, the introduction of, we can fix Pinewood, or we can do this, we can do that. They're devoid of planning. They don't have the elements that we can identify a sustained position well into the future. We don't see ourselves being able to retain this particular position over the next 25 years, 20 years. We don't see it. We don't see this. We see this as a proverbial Band-Aid. That's it. That's what the governments have provided us with. We're gushing and oozing blood all over the place like a Quentin Tarantino film. This thing is slapping all over the cameras. This is just gushing. And what the government provides us with is a Band-Aid. The little small ones. And so they're content with that, and they cut a ribbon for those particular things, but they don't have a sustained plan for transformation and implementation. We have not seen that over the last two administrations. We have not seen a sustained plan for transformation. We haven't. Everything is reactive. Anton bring up a good point. Urban development plan, national development plan, and being able to identify those things, the contrast between what has happened between Freeport and Nassau, and maybe this is where the disdain exists, is that Freeport is a structured city. And maybe because it doesn't have government involved, and maybe because they have an agenda, and it has stakeholders, and it has responsibility for being able to... So it's governed. It governs itself. Political organizations govern these particular concepts that are moving out. And so I agree with Anton. I think we do need a plan for sustainability well into the future, but we don't have that. And so the government comes up with these kind of grandiose concepts and ideas, presents it to us. We're supposed to hoot and holler of it, but we don't even have the... Every meeting I have, and I've learned this. Every meeting I have, okay, listen, what are our first steps? What have we learned from the meeting? What is our takeaways? What are our first steps? What is the first thing that we're going to do? Okay, so we tear it out. First step, second step, third step. Or phase one, phase two, phase three. And once we identify that, now the body knows this is where we are. We have to step on that. The government hasn't provided us that. They have not provided us that. And I agree with Anton. Maybe a kind of a hard pill to swallow as he says that the entire administration is disappointing. As a PLP, that is wild. I'm not going to fight him. But I can't say that I disagree. Let's take a next telephone call. Caller, go ahead.
Got a grind.
Hey, what you say?
Everything all right?
Everything good.
Listen to me. I love Anton as a brother. But when Anton say, who disappointed, let Anton speak for Anton. I got to leave that alone. I want to say something else than that, but I got to leave that alone. Which one of the fairs did you attend this weekend?
I didn't go to no fair. Stop it.
You didn't mean it?
I didn't go to no.
So they had one Montague and they had one Mayor Bailey.
It was no fair on Montague. It was a fair festival.
Huh?
It was a festival.
Well, they had plenty of people out
there. That was a bunch of Grand Bohemian people who I know. I went there. I got
your dinner, be honest.
I had to pick a Kong salad. I get a snapper. I got some things from there.
What they had out by the R.M. Bailey thing?
I don't know. I didn't go to R.M. Bailey.
Which two and do? They had the half an amount of fair in the R.M. Bailey.
I wasn't invited. I didn't go. No, I was invited to Montague.
There ain't nothing wrong with that.
I went
to... But allow me to say a happy birthday to my member of parliament, Miss Patricia DeVoe.
Also birthday today.
It's a birthday today.
Okay.
You know, I would have sang for it today, but I have a sore throat. I'd be in the front of Saturday, so I can't sing today.
So you was hollering or you was singing at the funeral?
Better grant.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to me. Yeah, but listen to me.
I can deny.
That event at Montague on the weekend was an FNM event.
No.
So why would they want to clash with the FNM
space? I just tell you, I see my good PLP friend out there. What you can tell me?
I passed, though.
And you use a PLP? Are you making a political thing? The people selling fish.
We can hold number the arm belly part.
The people selling fish.
Strategic. This is a political thing we're in now. But listen to me. In closing, and I want you to I know you might march, but I know you're coming out to the Labor Day parade.
I normally come out, yeah.
Okay, I want you to watch it.
You want me to wear a yellow shirt?
Prediction. 6-1.
6-1 what?
Every 6 PLP to 1 FNM.
Sir, see you later. Bye.
Lang up.
See you later. I go on. I can leave you there. You all just politicize everything. Everything is politics in this country. My God, you can't even drink water. That look like F&M water. When I first get my truck when the F&M was in, this fella can tell me, oh, the F&M buy you a truck, eh? Sir, if I don't run this truck over your neck, talking stupidness, the F&M buy me a truck. Anyway, everything can't be politics in this country. I went on Saturday with my wife. from a promise I made for 2 years and never show up. I hail the people I know from West End. I got some nice fish and pony cake. I got some fish and shrimp for my girl, Monique. Right? Monique, who's go hang out with, who I always hanging out with when I go down to Bishop Lawrence Road. Right? Got some pickled Kong salad from Coffees on the Bay. Well, I get the fish from Coffees on the Bay and the pickled Kong salad from Tanya. Right? We go out there. I hail a couple people, walk around, make one circle. Nothing political about that at all. Nothing. But you can fight me. Next telephone call. Go ahead.
Good day, Mr. Grant.
Hey, what's happening?
Good day to the nation. Mr. Grant, just give me 2 minutes.
Go ahead.
Mr. Grant, when we are disgruntled about things and we make it about ourselves, it is very obvious, you know. I mean, it is so obvious that persons who are disgruntled with the government for their own personal reasons wish to call the talk show and hit out at the government every day about things. And a lot of these things what they're hitting out about, they know that the government is doing. You know, they know the government have a plan for the urban development of the country. They know that the government is working towards these things that the government is working towards. But they still come out on the radio every day and they paint a picture that the government is a dismal failure and the government is not working. It is crazy. It is hilarious that people would go to any length just because of their disgruntledness, because of something that they cannot get accomplished or the brave Davis is not doing. Let me say something to you. Jesus, when Jesus had the vineyard and he hired the helpers to come into the vineyard, right down to persons who did 9 hours, 8 hours, 5 hours, and the person that came in and did 1 hour, Jesus paid him the same wages. When the people started to complain, did Jesus not say, is it not mine to give to whom I wish? Mm. You know, come on. I'm not saying that this is Brave David's country.
Oh,
this is the Bahamian
country. I needed clarity on that. This ain't the PLP you want to give away.
Yeah, this is not the PLP.
Okay,
zone.
Go ahead.
I'm not saying that, but I'm just using that as an example. You understand? People make things so personal when they don't get what it is they want. You know, and this I. Every day is I. I did this. I did that. I. I is what got Satan kicked out of heaven because he thought of himself so much of a God because he. Listen, we build nation. We, not I. We. Okay. This is a thing where we have to do it together. It cannot be just about one man or you calling every day, spewing your negative energy and stuff like that. We're building a nation here, Mr. Grant. And listen, man, I want Bahamian people to know and to understand that there is life and death in the power of the tongue. You said you made such an awesome speech that day. That touched me to my bone that day when you made that speech to the Bahamian people about being so negative and speaking that negative energy all the time. That touched me to my bone because guess what? That is my passion, man. To see if we can get our Bahamian people to speak more negative than positive. I mean, some of these people, when they open their mouth, death come out of their mouth. You know, and we can't have that as nation builders. I encourage my brothers and sisters, don't be disgruntled, man. Don't be disgruntled. Let's come together. Let's work together. Make it about us. Make it we. And let's build this nation and take the Bahamas to the next level, man.
I like
Come
it.
On.
I thank you for your telephone call, my brother. I thank you so very kindly for that. I agree with what you're saying. I don't think you should be disgruntled, but I don't think you should be delusional either. Let's just be very clear. This is not a posture from a religious or a spiritual standpoint where we make declarations. The government of the Bahamas has declared over the rhythm and the course of 20 years, there has been relentless, perpetual, in perpetuity, declarations declared over a constituency, over individuals, over organizations, over concepts, over acts and drafts and bills. There has been relentless declarations made by the government of the Bahamas that never came to light. Never. The authority that sits in the seat will go down and be able to speak about what should happen
during that time that they were out of power, well, they were vying for a particular position, the last administration, let's take Minnis. Minnis declared that he would do all these particular things. He got into the seat, and then he said, oh, the next time would be for you. These declarations cannot go free and willy-nilly. It needs to be governed by conversations that causes you to think outside of the box of your comfort. You have your supporters that call and cheer you up and so forth and so on, but then you have the scrutiny and the constructive criticisms that lead you to think, how do I ensure that egg is on all these people's face? That's it, just put an egg on my face. I will have no problem with that. I will wipe it off and keep moving on. But if you can't perform, then I stand in a position and convicted and strong in my position that you will never do what you say you're going to do. You don't have to be discouraging, but you ain't going to be delusional. Quick telephone call. Well, quick break. Going to be right back after this.
The foundation. The foundation. We'll be back right after this.
Great news! Ron's Electric Motors' new location on Cowpen Road, right next to Island Luck, is open Saturdays and Sundays. So for those needing repairs on electric motors, generators, welding machines, water pumps, battery chargers, electric lifts, transformers, and power tools, Ron's Cowpen Road location can have you up and running on weekends. Don't forget, you can still visit Ron's Electric Motors on Wolf Road and Claridge Road, and now Ron's new location on Cowpen Road. Dial 356-0249 or 323-5267.
When your hands are too full, life is just too complicated. Nala, Sally, come here. Uncomplicate. Go faster, safer, greener with the digital way to pay. With Tap to Pay, it's as easy as a gentle touch. No more headaches. Say hello to convenience. The future of pay is digital with options like credit cards, debit cards, online banking, and digital wallets. Make every experience unforgettable. Embrace the ease of digital payments today.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
And we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Real quick, let me get through these texts and see exactly what I want to read. A couple of these, so you can see exactly what's going on. Let's see. Howard, why do you guys tell lies to make Hubert Ingram this stellar leader? Mr. Ingram didn't know he couldn't win before the road. He loses, or I guess you mean lost, because he failed to empower Bahamians on that project. Stop your lies. I think within the first 6 weeks of him kicking off that project, he knew that his government was done. I think he knew that. I think he knew by people losing upper and lower control arms and steering rack and their bumper falling off and this and that and all these things and tires bursting and so forth and so on, and this kind of issue that existed and the Coconut Grove grouping that came together, the agitation, and my good friend Ethric Bowe relentlessly being able to protest and be an activist against these particular things. He knew he was done. Put a fork in him. He was done. He knew that. But he carried the program through. He stood up in the back of the Jeep Cherokee. He rode around. He let you know those particular things. And only in the after effect, we could be able to see the fact that what he would have done was great. And he knew he was done. So this is not me trying to make him stellar or nothing like that, or trying to elevate him beyond anything else. He has proven himself to be methodical in his position.
You can't take that away from him. You can't. He has proven himself to be absolutely methodical in his position as prime minister, as a leader in our country, and I can't take that away from him. I wouldn't dare. Let's see if we can read another one. So it says, since all you need now is for DeWitt to call in, and that's be the three in contention for the Triple Crown, right? This is a text that's coming through. So it says, how are these Bohemians are ungrateful, eh? It says they ride up and down now on the nice roads and still vote Ingram out. It was what Ingram knew, he's going to get voted out because the sting was still too sharp. We could still feel it. He knew he was going to get voted out, right? Good day. I don't know why they get mad at Anton. He's just a citizen just like us. If the government is doing it to their own, what make these PRP trolls think that they won't do it to them? They need to stop liking man, as we used to say back in the day, right? This text is coming through, right? So it says, good afternoon, Howard. The flooding in Pinewood should be, should that not be the responsibility of the developers? We talked about this, right? What else it says? Let's see if we can take one more telephone call before we get out of here. Caller, go ahead.
Hey, Howard, how are you doing?
Hey, what's up?
First of me, I don't need to defend Anton, but I never heard him say, I am, I, but even God himself says, I, because the I am. And he said, I, thousands of times in the Bible. So this whole concept of there. But just let me say, I never heard Anton ask for something. He was asking for a more inclusive, sustainable development of the country for all of us within it.
Yeah.
He also made emphasis for these, for what these guys may not have read, the blueprint for change concerning the promises made and the need for them to refocus and get on it. I mean, so they're so busy enjoying the benefits, the lagash of the, you know, once I get mine, the hell with everybody and the rest. But if they would just listen to him, they might save a few seats in the next election. But that's not what I call for. You spoke about the land and everything else. Howard, a statement was made in the House of Assembly, I thought should have been on the front page of every single newspaper. And that was a promise, a policy promise of land banking to reduce and lessen the cost of home ownership, to act as a buffer against speculative vacuums, priority to sales to citizens, leverage affordable housing, have resale restrictions, leasehold versus freehold. Land banking is the one of the greatest tools that we, of the very countries we like to use, like Qatar and Saudi Arabia and Singapore and everything. That promise was made in the House of Assembly. Do you know who made that promise?
Michael Pintar.
Yes, he did. And so if you actually, Howard, look at the scope of and legislative design considerations that must be taken into place, we would be talking about it because it creates equity for Bohemians if we understand what it is and to make sure it is crafted in the manner for which we would like to have it, because it creates a level playing ground and sets new thresholds for land ownership, even reacquired land, and brings about the economic, you know, how do people hold land, like the 230 acres are sitting here, 230 square miles are sitting in Freeport with nothing happening with it and everything else. It changes the dynamics of it. But I don't think of nothing else. If Michael Pintar just keeps that at one promise, we can't have those 5,000 millionaires doing his term. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I appreciate your telephone call. One more call, 30 seconds. Caller, go ahead. No? Okay. That's it for the calls today. Guys, I want to thank you so kindly for being able to join us in conversation to talk about these things. You know, often, you know, when I sit in this kind of a position in this space, I try to be able to temper my words. I want to walk gingerly. I don't want to offend anyone. But I don't want to be here and act as though I can't see what exists. I have to be honest with you. And with honesty, it becomes a level of repercussions. Maybe you're blocked out and locked out for some of these things as a result of what exists in our society. But once you're content and you're satisfied that
I was being taken care of before these people, then we could go ahead and do what we have to do. I want to thank you. I want to thank those persons who have the strength to stand up, to be able to look at it for what it is. Whether or not you're an FNM, whether or not you're a PLP, whether or not this is your government, whether or not you oppose this particular government. And we're lending the kind of constructive criticism for growth and development. We will get to the point, I pray, I hope, we will get to the point where we could see this country turn a curb. Where empowerment doesn't mean, my friend, I'm going to do it. Where empowerment and opportunity exists for all and sundry. And people start diving deeper into creativity as opposed to being able to find themselves nestled close to you and your political proximity. Let's make some things happen. I want to thank you guys so much for being able to tune in with us today. Tomorrow, we're going to dive deeper into these conversations and talk about all these things that really matter for growth and development in the country right here on The Foundation. I see you tomorrow. Godspeed. Foundation. The Foundation.